And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Yuki's Long Lost Mother. Yuki Butcher was in the hospital suffering from a bump on the head, which caused a severe loss of memory. To say the least, he didn't know any of his old friends. And when we went to visit him, he was just completely mixed up. He didn't know Sparky from Mayor Plumfront, from me, from himself for that matter. We were talking about it in the living room of my home when we noticed in the evening newspaper that the lady who was rescued in that fire was identified as a very rich person. Listen.
Well, I tell you, I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it.
It's true, Mayor. There it is. Right on the front page of the evening newspaper, printed right there in big black letters.
That's right, Mayor. There it is, on the front page, just as big as life.
Well, let me take a look at that there newspaper again.
Here you are. Read it. See for yourself.
Well, wait till I get on my reading specs here. Just want to make sure that I'm reading what's really printed there. Here we are. Now, where's the article? Which one is it?
Right there in the second column. See, right there.
Read it out loud, Mayor Plumfront. I want to hear it again.
All right, just a minute. Identity of woman rescued in fire established. In an exclusive interview at the hospital today, this newspaper learned that the woman rescued in the Cheviot Hills Hotel fire by Yuki Butcher was Mrs. Abercrombie B. Saxville, wealthy widow of the late Abercrombie B. Saxville, who was president of the 25th National Bank. No, are they rich, Buster? They're so rich, Buster, and you too, lad. Listen to this. They're so rich that on payday, that there Mr. Saxville had to hire a dump truck to carry home his salary. That's fact.
Mayor.
That's fact, lad. It's fact. Lad, right now, that there Mrs. Saxville is so rich, she has got a swimming pool in her backyard big enough to hold 500,000 gallons of water. And what do you think she's got the pool filled up with?
I don't know. What?
Dollar bills, lad. Dollar bills packed up in bales like cotton. Oh, she's so rich. She got more money than the United States government. In fact, lad, she's so rich that she don't pay the government income tax. They pay her.
Come on, I believe that.
All right. You don't have to believe me. Okay.
Well, read what else it says in the paper about the lady Yuki rescued from the fire, Mayor.
Well, let's see. Where to leave off? Oh, yes. There's a part about Mrs. Saxville being the widow of the late president of the 25th National Bank, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the last thing you read. Now, what else does it say?
Well, let's see. It says here... Oh, yes. Mrs. Saxville was at the Cheviot Hills Hotel making preparations for the Cincinnati Ladies Junior Lumberjacks Club luncheon in the Cheviot Hills Hotel ballroom when she was trapped on the top floor by the fire.
Is that where the ballroom is, up on the top floor?
That's right. It's a very fancy place, too.
Well, what would she be doing up there if she was making preparations for a luncheon?
Well, where else do you suppose they'd have a luncheon but in the ballroom of the hotel?
Well, isn't the ballroom the place where they play ball, basketball, or something like that?
Come on, Sparky, you know better than that. The ballroom of a hotel is the place where you have a ball, like a dance or a big party or something like that. You know that. What's the
matter with you? Yeah, I know. I just wanted to be funny.
Listen, here's what's got me about this here newspaper article. It says here, Mrs. Saxville was released from the hospital today, and she said that her rescuer, Mr. Yuki Butcher of this city, would be handsomely rewarded for his heroic deeds.
Handsomely rewarded? Ooh. I wonder what his reward will be.
I don't know, but Mrs. Saxville could give Yuki $1 million and she wouldn't even miss it. She'd probably think somebody just threw it away by mistake instead of the evening paper or wrapped a garbage in it or something like that.
Oh, now, Mayor, she couldn't possibly be that rich.
Oh, yeah? Listen, Buster, I happen to know that in the house where she lives, they have got solid gold doorknobs on all the doors.
Oh, Mayor.
No, it's fact, Buster.
Oh, come on.
Solid gold doorknobs on all the doors in the house?
Yes. They've got solid gold bathtubs in each one of their 10 bathrooms in the house.
10 bathrooms?
Yep.
You mean they have 10 bathrooms in the house?
Yes, sir, Bob Dale.
Oh, boy, why would anyone want to be that clean?
Now, Mayor, not 10 bathrooms. How many rooms do they have in that house?
Well, don't tell me that you've never seen the Sackville mansion, Big John.
No, I don't believe so.
Didn't you ever see that house where Abercrombie B. Saxwell lives?
I'm afraid not.
Sure you have. You've seen their house lots of times. Probably didn't even know who lives in it.
Have I seen it too, Mayor? Where is it?
Why, it's that great big stone place. It looks like a castle out on York Hill Road. It's supposed to look exactly like a castle where Hamlet lived in Denmark. You know Hamlet, the feller Shakespeare wrote about?
You mean that's the home of Abercrombie B. Saxwell?
It's exactly what I mean.
Oh. Hey, Sparky, the mayor might be telling the truth about those solid gold doorknobs and bathtubs. I've heard some pretty fantastic tales about that place.
And Yuki saved the life of the lady that owns that castle. How about that? Boy, anybody who owns a house as big as that castle out on York Hill Road has got to be rich.
You can say that again.
And she says she's going to reward Yuki handsomely for saving her life. Wonder what the reward will be.
Oh, she might give him $1 million. Might give him a yacht. Maybe a brand new automobile. Maybe an airplane, who knows?
And then again, maybe she might not give him much of anything.
Oh, Big John, I doubt that.
Mrs. Saxwell is noted for her generosity, Big John. Why, she gives away more money every year than most people in Cincinnati make during their entire lifetime.
Well, where'd she get it all? I mean, her husband couldn't possibly make that much money just being president of the bank.
No. Mrs. Saxwell owns the Killarney Diamond Mines down in South America. And she also owns the Desimundi gold mines in the Philippine Islands.
Wow. Mines and gold mines. Oh. Hey, what if she gave Yuki a diamond mine or a gold mine as a reward?
Yeah, it's possible. Possible, lad. Possible.
Boy, little did Yuki realize what he was doing when he ran into that burning building to save that lady's life, huh?
Hey, maybe we better go over to the hospital and congratulate Yuki.
Yeah, the lad's right, Buster. After all, if Yuki's going to be rich, maybe it'd be a good idea not to let him forget that we're his best friends.
Oh, now, Mayor, let's not get mercenary about this. I'll go to the hospital to see Yuki and see how he is, but only to see how he's getting along.
Well, okay. You go to the hospital, see how he's getting along, and I'll go to remind him that we're his best friends.
Well, no matter why we're going, let's get on over there.
Now, lead the way down the hall to Yuki's room. And now, remember, when we walk in, we'll all be real cheerful and full of smiles and happy talk and things like that there, see?
Yes, and I hope that Yuki recognizes us when we walk into his room. I wouldn't be a bit surprised, Sparky, one of these days we come to the hospital to visit Yuki and his memory will come back just all of a sudden.
Yeah, it might happen that way, it might. Shh, quiet now, here's his room. All right, now, let's walk in real sudden-like and surprise him. Here we go, let's go. Well, if it ain't her old pal, Yuki. Hey, wait a minute. What's going on in here?
Yuki isn't in here.
What?
Yuki isn't in here. This room is empty.
Well, now, where could he be?
Say, you don't think he went completely out of his head and took a run away from this here hospital, do you?
No. Well, I bet I know what happened. Mrs. Saxwell has probably had Yuki transferred to a much better and more expensive room. Probably going to see that he gets the very best of everything as a part of his reward.
Yeah, that's probably it, Buster. Well, let's go find Yuki's doctor and find out where Yuki's new room is.
Hey, look down the hall. There's Yuki's doctor coming out of that little office. Here he comes, this way.
Yeah, now we can ask him where Yuki's been transferred. I'll bet it's a nice air-conditioned room, decorated real fancy with drapes at the window. Probably has a telephone, a radio, and a television set.
Yeah, that's probably the way it is, what with Mrs. Saxwell putting the bill.
I beg your pardon, Dr. Beaucoup.
Hello, baby.
You remember us? We're
hey.
Yuki Butch's friends. Could you tell us his new room number?
His new room number? Why, have you not heard, Zenos?
Do we know what, Doc?
Mr. Butcher, he has gone home, how you say.
Well, what do you mean? I couldn't...
What? He's gone home?
You mean that Yuki just up and left the hospital?
Oh, yes. His mother came and got him.
His mother?
Yes. His mother came this morning and took Mr. Butcher along with him, or her, how you say.
Boy, I didn't even know Yuki had a mother. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, now, if this isn't another surprising of events, and as if it isn't surprising enough, we find out that Yuki has gone home with his mother. Boy, all these years.
years we've known Yuki, we never met his mother. In fact, Yuki never even mentioned her. I didn't even know he had a mother. Now she turns up and takes Yuki home with her from the hospital. Now, isn't that something? I wonder where she lives. With Yuki not having his memory and us not knowing where he lives, maybe we'll never see him again. Boy, now what?